What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast.
Oh, yes, we are back once again. It is time for you to get them headphones in and whip them Peter's ass. Because it is the Peter and Al podcast with your host, Spister P Jr., Chub Bidge, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a. What'd you eat today?
Sushi.
The sushi gobbler. You're like Kirby, you're just gonna take on whatever you eat.
Yeah. AKA. In other news, Pistol P Jr. has taken another contract to be the decoy cavity search.
He's the guy that they send in behind, like in front of or behind the person that is carrying like the majority of the drugs. They're carrying like
kilos. Yeah, he's the front line.
And he's just got a couple ounces on him inside of him.
But deep,
not deep inside of him.
Deep inside them, inside pockets that you don't know that there's even pockets in.
Pockets and pockets and pockets. He's got his ass trimmed like a duck's vagina. There's all these chambers and pockets.
He's had drugs stuck in those pockets for decades.
They don't even make cocaine that clean anymore.
Nope. He's got a couple of Quaaludes back there too.
He's got a couple of those Cosby pills in there.
Yep.
Anyway, so we're just talking about how long it's been since Next Gen has arrived.
Yeah, PS5. I want to say it was 20, maybe it's 2019.
Let me see.
Or 2020.
It doesn't feel that long ago, huh? But yeah, it is going to be a long time.
Like, yeah.
PS5 release date. November, yeah, 2020. So it's been and late 2020, so closer to 2021. So it's only been 2 years. It's gonna. Yeah, it's only been 2 years, two and a half years.
Yeah, going
but on still, three. Like, there's not that many games for it. Back in the day, by now there should have been like a bunch of games for it.
I don't think there was for PS4.
Really, I don't know.
For PS4, I felt like it was a year, pretty slow burn.
Year two and a half, by year two, yeah. Yeah. The first year I remember was.
But this year's stacked on games, though.
Like, yeah, I think that a new Unreal Engine.
Mm-hmm. It's finally catching up. Because we heard about Unreal Engine like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Around the same time.
So I think now that they finished that new games are going to start kind of faster. But still, it's like, if you think about the true, like, next-gen games, like, what are they? Like God of War,
Ragnarok, Final Fantasy 16 is phenomenal.
That's the new one that's gonna come out soon.
It's already out. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that just came out. Yeah.
Yeah. 16 and 7 comes out. 7 Rebirth comes out beginning of next year.
Yeah. What else was before that though? Fucking Gran Turismo.
Fucking Gran Turismo.
It's fun though. It feels real, like you're actually driving it, like.
I forgot you told me you got it.
When the physics?
I do want it to.
Like, you're kind of obsessed with getting it perfect, like, doing the perfect turn.
Oh, man, I can cut a couple seconds off that turn.
Yeah, yeah, because there's one where you have to get your, your license class or whatever, mm-hmm. So it's like a grade A license or whatever, and then you have to, like, do, like, there's one, the first one is just go and then stop within this certain amount of time, and it's, like, we'll stop within a certain a little block of like a little colored area, and then it's based on time. So, and then there's one that's just like make a turn, and it's based on time. So you're like obsessed with getting gold or whatever, like just getting the perfect turn so you can get gold.
Have you seen the trailer for the movie?
Oh, I don't know. Like it looks terrible. <It's dumb>.
Yeah, it looks both. It looks fun. Like I'd watch it on Netflix or something.
The storyline doesn't seem too bad, but just the acting.
Yeah, the acting's bad.
I think it's just the acting mainly.
Yeah.
Maybe the writing, but the outline of the story, it seems like it could be pretty good. Like, I like the idea of the story, but it's like same thing with Star Wars. Like, I like the idea of Star Wars, but they never pull it off.
They haven't been able to execute it good since the '70s.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. But yeah, what other games? What does Xbox have?
Xbox doesn't have much until
Forza,
Starfield comes out.
And I feel like there's no like.
Really Forza good. Was really good. Forza Horizon was awesome.
True next gen games, yeah. Like there's barely been a few for 2.5 years.
I feel like there was some other. There's been what? No, Control's PS4. Returnal's awesome.
Returnal was dope. Yeah. Yeah. But that other than that one too,
which I've been wanting to go back to because they have that co-op.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it? Do they do a split screen too? That'd be cool.
I don't know if split screen.
That game performs so well.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so trippy. Like when shit gets intense and there's just
all these colors. Yeah. All these colors and demons coming after you.
Yeah, that game is pretty cool. But it was just kind of like a fun, just for fun game more, it seems like.
You
know. Then like an epic, like, wreck, then like God of War or whatever.
Right.
Oh, she's been digging. Darla! Stop it! She's been, like, digging it behind there.
Diablo 4 is really good.
Oh, yeah, I want to try it.
But it's a... You can play it, like, normal and play the story. The story is really good.
Mm-hmm.
After the story, it becomes a little more like a... Like an MMO.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really an MMO. People will get mad if you call it an MMO. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of in that vein where, like, you're playing with other people and you're just, like, farming the same dungeons to get, like, better gear.
Get stronger, yeah.
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 But the story's pretty decent.
It looks cool.
And it looks really good.
Yeah.
I would say that's
that it came out for PlayStation 2. Is this the first time?
No, it's always come out.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's always been for PlayStation.
I thought it was just for Xbox. Okay.
No. I think they might...
Are they doing cross-platform?
I think so.
That's cool that they allowed that.
Yeah.
Now there's starting to be more games coming out this year. I think it's finally gonna... It's crazy. It's always like the first 2 years are just like...
Yeah, the first 2 years was a lot of like...
So there's a lot of ports.
Updates, yeah. Like,
but it's like stuff that they were already making for, you know, like PS5.
Yeah, like Last of Us 2 remake.
Or PS4, and then they're just like... And they're like, oh yeah, the PS5 is coming out soon. So
I guess that kind of counts for Last of Us remake.
The Last of Us, what they remake, the first one?
Yeah. They remade it from the ground up for 5.
Oh, that's right. I haven't played it. I played like the first level, the first level.
Yeah, it runs really good. I made it up to Dave, and then I stopped. And then the show passed me, and I was like, oh, whatever.
The second one's a lot better.
I still think that too.
Like the first one's great, but it's kind of just like an intro. It feels like to number two.
Yeah, it really is, because it's like it's presenting the problem in the first one.
Yeah, the world, and then
the second one is like your consequences.
Yeah,
right? So
that was good.
There was
So that what were we talking about? That new Star Wars game Starfield.
Starfield is essentially Fallout. No Man's Sky.
Right? Fallout No Man's Sky?
Yeah. The combat looks a lot better than any other Bethesda game I've ever seen.
Oh, it's from Bethesda.
Yeah. Looks, yeah, the, so the combat doesn't look like what you normally used
to. Bethesda's games are now going to be exclusive for
Xbox.
Xbox, yeah. That's great. Yeah.
So Starfield is an Xbox exclusive.
We'll see when it comes out, though, because you know Bethesda's good at making it look good. And then when yeah, it comes out, you're like, this is just the same shit it's always been.
Yeah, they are. But I feel like this presentation they had.
This one does seem more aspirational.
Yeah,
like
it's very innovative.
It seems very aspirational, innovative. Whereas the other ones are just kicking them out to make money. You know?
Yeah,
they're like the Skyrim Fallout world with a different skin on it.
Yeah. So it's just like No Man's Sky, where like there's an obscene amount of planets to go to. I think they say over 1,000.
What's the other space game that they have? Mass Effect?
Mass Effect, yeah.
This kind of feels like that.
That's by BioWare.
By BioWare. It feels kind of like that, but like a different take.
I think a lot of people compare it to that. I never played a Mass Effect game.
Yeah, me either. I think the last one came out for both systems, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And I heard it was really good. Didn't they have good reviews and shit?
The last one?
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3 had good reviews, I think. But then there was one called Andromeda. Uh-huh. And everyone hated that one. Yeah.
I don't know. But what about Starfield?
What about it?
What about it? It look good? I didn't watch anything.
Yeah, so it looks really good. The combat was what I took... What I was most interested in, because that's kind of the thing that turns me off.
Yeah.
About a Bethesda game nowadays. Mm-hmm. And that one looks really, like, revamped and stuff. Uh-huh. Like, it doesn't look like...
It looks slowly.
Range
was good. Range had good gameplay. But, like, it just...
Yeah, maybe they took a little bit from that. But it looks smoother than Rage, though.
Flowy. More flowy. And not so just clunky, where you're like...
Right. Yeah, and you're jetpacking all over... They showed, like, gameplay of him, like, jetpacking all over the place.
Is it first person or third person?
You can switch. Oh. You can switch on the fly.
I'm always skeptical about switching. Like, I feel like... they're doing it better these days.
Like, some games are...
But back in the day, it used to be... Yeah, it's, like, designed for first person, but, like... But then you just go third person, and it's just like, what?
Yeah,
but so I think they're doing it better these days. Like, Chivalry. Mm-hmm. Chivalry's not bad. Like, they're very... Both of them are very different, but, like, they still work. Both of them work. I don't know what other... There's a couple of other games where you can switch first person, third person, that they did it okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it? Can I go to the restroom?
Yeah.
And we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, buffet sushi just isn't always a good choice.
I forgot what we were talking about. We were talking about Starfield.
Yeah, I was trying to explain Starfield. Starfield.
What is the deal with all these spaceships? What is the deal with spaceship food? Starfield.
Yeah.
All these damn Nokrons don't know how to turn their radios down when they're flying by their spaceships.
<That's> so stupid.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, this game's huge. It's incredibly ambitious. They say it looks like 1,000 planets, and you can customize ships like pretty much however you want.
But is there police chases?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't think they said there's police chases.
They said that the police chases will become at a further download.
Further download. Speaking of which, Cyberpunk, with their new DLC, they're saying they're revamping a whole lot of systems in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's weird. You think they would have just abandoned shit by now? Are people still playing it?
Yeah.
Is the story...
They've updated it a lot, and a lot of people are saying it's pretty much in good order right now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's no police chases.
Still no police chases.
Supposedly, they're changing something about that in the update. They were kind of like they didn't want to say, but
yeah, the AI system was really bad. Yeah, when I was playing it, that wasn't the first time I played it. So I figured they fixed the AI system alone, that would be a big
improvement. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I tried to play it after I put it down a while ago, and then like I don't even remember what I was doing at the time.
I think you would have to start over.
I was in the middle of a fight, and then I was just like, never mind.
Yeah, I think it's one of those games where you have to start over pretty much.
I just like kill the guy, and then I was like, that wasn't enjoyable. So I just turned it off. I want to play Ghost Runner. There's a new Ghost Runner coming out.
Yeah, they have two coming out. Two? I think it's next year, though. I think it's this year.
The new they remade it, or they did a...
I think there's a PS5 update.
Yeah, that's good on the PS5 from the trailers.
Well, that was just Ghost Runner 2, unless you were just looking at other shit.
No, I think it was when they were porting it over. Okay. I haven't seen Ghost Runner. Didn't they just announced it not too long ago?
They announced Ghost Runner 2 like 3 weeks ago at Summer Games Fest.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this was a while ago, the one that when they announced it that they were doing the PS5, or when they released it.
Yeah. Was it ever on PlayStation Plus? I feel like it was.
Yeah. I wonder if you have it, does it automatically give you the PS5 version?
I don't know. Sometimes they don't. Yeah, I know. It depends. I think if it's been a long time, they'll make you fucking rebuy it.
Yeah.
Like Last of Us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Last of Us is understandable. It was two generations ago.
Yeah, true.
And it was a fucking total rebuild.
Yeah, but they've remade it. They remade it for three. They made it. So they made it for PS3, and they remade it for PS4.
Yeah, they did a remaster now, or it wasn't a
PS4. Yeah, that's right. It's a remaster for PS4. So then they remade it for PS5.
Yeah. So that's cool. I understand that. Like, I understand a remaster just on one generation.
Mm-hmm.
But if it gets past that, you got to do a complete rebuild.
Anything PS3 or lower needs to be a remake. Yeah, a remake.
A total remake. What was the other game? Oh, the Star Wars. What else did they show them than that? Did they show anything?
For Star Wars Outlaws? Yeah. They showed a lot. They showed some shit where they're just, like, on planet, and they're just, like, going around fucking shit up. They showed them going on a speeder. Speeder, and they're fucking just flying through the map.
Yeah, it looks cool.
And then they showed space. What interested me the most was the space combat.
Yeah.
That looked really clean.
And it looked like he just went from being on the planet, right, to space, and then...
It was like a load. It was like a little load, like a transition screen, like a load. But yeah, and then they go, and then it's kind of like seamless. Like, it goes into space, and then now you're controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I wouldn't mind, because that's, I mean, more tedious, if not waiting to go.
I need to hold R2 to fucking ascend up into
for whatever, how long.
Out of the atmosphere.
Which it kind of was in fucking No Man's Sky.
Yeah, it kind of was, wasn't it? The only thing I had an issue with Outlaws was that I felt like the main character was pretty generic.
Yeah. Well, could you create your own character? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
So you're stuck as that girl.
Does it have a storyline? So it's a storyline, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably not going to be very GTA-esque.
Right. Yeah, you won't really be. We probably won't be able to just, like, go around.
I wonder, is it free roam, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free roam. Open world.
What's the storyline for your fucking Starfield, anyway?
For Starfield? I forget what they said what the storyline was. It didn't really matter to me. Most of the time for Bethesda games, like, the main story is usually...
It's usually not the main story. Or it's just not even... It's just the world itself is the story.
It's the side quests and getting to know all those things and just, like, the inner workings of the game. It's just kind of what makes it shine.
I know, like, Skyrim had a lot. Or even Fallout, like, they have a lot of interesting lore. Like, when you find a fucking house where a bunch of people were killed at, and then you read, like, what happened.
Yeah, that's always, like, the best stuff. Yeah.
You, like, find the diaries and shit, and you're like, oh, man, this is sad.
Fuck.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Good for me, though. I get this fucking level 2
I get this
map.
Sweet gun.
Yeah.
Yes. How'd these losers die with this sweet gun? This shit rips.
What else was on the showcase? Oh, that was PlayStation Showcase.
PlayStation Showcase and Metal Gear 3 remake.
Show more?
No. I think we talked about it that week. The last time you were on was when that showcase happened.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, so they had that Metal Gear remake teaser.
Teaser trailer?
Yeah, the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth trailer. That looks like it might be open world, but it could be kind of like how Final Fantasy 16 is right now, where it's kind of like, it's not this huge expansive world, but they give you these areas where you can just kind of go around and do stuff. So it might be like that.
They got to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you watch Spider-Man yet?
The animated one?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's really good. I don't know if you listened to the show when I talked about it, but I felt like, even though I knew that there was going to be another movie, I felt like this movie ended on a cliffhanger so bad to where, like, it's akin to, like, an anime from going week to week.
Yeah, yeah.
Where this show or this movie, we don't even know if it's going to come out next year for sure.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of makes me mad that they ended it the way they did. Uh-huh. With like such an indefinite like time of when the next movie is gonna come out, but other than that ending, I wish they would have ended it like maybe 15 minutes earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I would have been happy.
Yeah, but, I know what you mean.
But they had like a weird spot that they decided to end it, and it really kind of peeved me.
Yeah.
So much so, I said that like 24 hours after I watched the movie, I was like, I fucking hated this movie. But like the rest of the movie, it's phenomenal up until that point.
I still haven't seen the first one either.
Super good.
What about the other one, The Flash?
The Flash. I watched that too. I think that movie has really good bones.
Yeah.
It has really good bones. I think
he's on the bone.
Well, what I mean, I guess the meat would be the CGI.
Yeah. That's what they say, the CGI was really bad, but
CGI is horrendous. It's unlike anything I've ever fucking seen.
And then I saw like an article where they're like, they said that the animation was supposed to be bad on purpose, and it's like, what?
No, I can see why they would say that. Maybe because there's kind of like a whole Parent Trap thing going on, where like there's two Ezra Millers on screen for a majority of the movie.
Uh-huh.
So they're kind of doing that, and I assume all of the budget went to that, and so the rest of the effects kind of, I guess, to make it look better, everything looked bad.
Yeah.
Instead of just like certain things looking bad and they stick out, so I think that's what they went with.
That's crazy.
But other than that, I felt like the writing was good. I felt like it was a pretty funny movie, and. I don't think Ezra Miller.
And I forgive Ezra Miller for all his.
No, I don't think it like warrants him being let. I don't even think they should have came out with this movie, but I assume they didn't want to cancel the movie because of that, having two of them at the same time, like for a majority of the movie, because it would probably take way too much money to get a different person.
Yeah.
And do that.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, so that really like solidified him as like he has to be in the movie.
That's pretty crazy. What is that? We got topics that Peter sent us. You said you wanted to talk about the Microsoft Activision thing.
I was just curious about the article he sent. He sent I heard about the Federal Trade Commission. Has actually put a...
They're stepping in.
Yeah, they're stepping in. They put a stop on it.
They put a kibosh on the merger. Or it's not a merger. They're just buying it. Huh?
Yeah, they're just
acquiring it. Buying Activision.
Activision, yeah.
And the Federal Reserve, it was like, nah, that's not cool.
Well, they're stepping in. They need them to provide a case on how their acquisition wouldn't...
monopolize.
Wouldn't monopolize on the industry.
Gaming. Because of one game?
It's not even because of one game. They buy... Activision is Blizzard. So then they also get Diablo. They also get World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, the three biggest, like, three of the biggest titles.
Well, the biggest MMO ever. Yeah. You got the biggest FPS ever.
Yeah.
And then Diablo is the most popular game right now. One of the most popular games right now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
But it's just like, that's a big title. Like, yeah. It's always going to be a big title, Diablo.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's more of like a deep cut for like real game, real gaming nerds, you know, like Diablo.
Diablo, yeah.
Yeah. Like it's one of those first big titles.
Four was the first one I played, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I haven't finished the story yet. I think I'm like halfway through.
It's like a Quake, you know, like
or Half Life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, like it's a legendary title.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Dang. So that's the latest news on that?
Well, supposedly the lawyers have... they have some sort of proof that that Microsoft intends to basically shut down Sony through this acquisition.
Oh, the lawyers found proof of that?
So supposedly. I didn't get to finish reading the article, so they seem to have some sort of proof between the Microsoft and Activision heads talking, whatever, through conversations. Yeah, something like that. Which is the main thing Sony keeps saying, that their main concern is that they're going to cut them out of the main games like Call of Duty and stuff, which would be a big hit,
yeah,
for sure.
A huge hit, yeah.
Which I think is warranted. But at the same time, I feel like Sony is being...
A little babies about it.
Yeah, they are being babies about it in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And I can't even remember what the most recent one was. But it just goes along with that, like, oh, they're gonna shut us up, but you have so many other games. Like, I feel like Sony really covers the market on story games and like exclusives.
Yeah, but I feel like those games don't sell as much as like Call of Duty.
No, they definitely don't. Call of Duty is always gonna be the
yeah, one selling. And as far as like all those games make so much money, and then there's like not just the money they make in sales, they make in fucking add-ons and
bullshit.
And then those games, like, people play for hours and hours. Like, you can play God of War, most people beat it once, and then they're done.
Right.
You know, that's pretty much it. Like, there's no shelf life to it. Like...
Yeah, and maybe DLC comes around.
You know,
If that.
Like, they're not... It's not even the same... I guess... I don't know how to... I wouldn't say same league, but kind of, because... They're not. It's like not even the same sport, you know.
Right.
They're both video games, but it's different. Like it's like boxing and MMA. Like, yeah, they're both video games, but they're not the same sport.
Yeah, you know? Very similar. Really. One's definitely more.
One's definitely more popular or whatever. Like you know, more marketable. At least. Yeah, it's two different markets. Like out of like the story, like it's yeah, they do have the market covered and stuff, but there's not that many like great stories out there, you know. And they make them, but they're very far in between. Like it takes fucking, I feel like it takes so long to make a game like that.
Like what?
Like to make a God of War, yeah. And then like, and then it takes so much to go into it. Like,
yeah, and these Call of Duties get shit out every year, you know.
Yeah, and it's just based on the skeleton of last year, and it makes so much
and
money.
It still it makes more money than the year before. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is wild though when you think about it. It's like why don't all the games just keep doing
that? Yeah.
But I feel like some games do try and do that, and then they just kind of fail miserably. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about.
Call of Duty just has that secret sauce.
Yeah.
Nobody else can really replicate.
Yeah. It's the seamlessness to, like, there's not a lot of games that are as seamless as Call of Duty. Like, you could just go...
Hey, you just play games back to back.
Yeah.
There's hardly any, like, wait time.
There's no board time. You can just get right into action. And it's like a lot of stuff isn't like that. It's like, I don't know why. I don't know why anybody else can't, like.
Yeah, like, even Destiny, if, like, it takes, like, fucking sometimes 5 minutes to find find a team of three.
Yeah.
To go do some activity.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. Why is that hard to do?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't get it. Like, why could Call of Duty just, here's a fucking 32 players.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah, here's 32 players, have fun.
And also, here they're also within your skill set.
Yeah.
Generally,
yeah.
Yeah, like GTA fucking sucked at that.
Well, GTA had too many things going on. Like, it's got too many... It's got driving, shooting. It's got different types of shooting games. Yeah. It's got different type of driving games. Yeah. It's got different type of...
Yeah.
All sorts of shit. So there's too much shit going on.
Yeah, they divide the player market.
This is the same thing with, like, a lot of people want... like Warzone and stuff to have like multiple maps where like you could just kind of queue into.
Yeah.
But the reason why they only keep one map in a season at a time, or like maybe two, if they like you could do regular and Rebirth, which is like a different mode.
Because they could put 100 players in
it. It's so they can match you guys together faster. If everybody's trying to get in on let's say Almazra. And then a whole bunch of people are trying to get into Verdansk.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of people are trying to get into this new map that just came out. Then you just split your player base like three ways.
Yeah.
And now it's harder to find games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's crazy what they developed and how successful it is. It's crazy. And it just never fails year after year. It's a new one. And
everybody
just jumps over. Like, at least, like, you know, 80% of them. Mm-hmm. And then they'll eventually get the other fucking 20%. Either next year or...
I think if they never came out with Warzone, I think they probably would have...
Started to slow down.
It would have started to fucking fall off.
Yeah.
They were I think a lot of people had no faith in them at that point.
Uh-huh.
And then when Warzone came out, there it was rejuvenated.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of people don't like that style either, too. But they still have TDMs too.
Yeah, they still have the TDM. And Warzone's free. So.
Yeah. Shit's crazy. That's like Fortnite, though. That's all because of Fortnite changed the way gaming is done.
With the season pass, they have. Yeah, for sure.
Well, they were like the first to like take somebody else's idea
and make it their own. And make it good. Yeah, because what was it? Run with it. Like, it was like H1Z1.
Yeah.
DayZ and H1Z1, they started the whole Battle Royale
thing. Yeah.
And then PUBG was like, I can make this better.
Yeah.
And then they made it better. And then that was like the popular game. And then, but it was still like an indie game.
Yeah.
And then Fortnite was like, we got it.
Yeah. And then we'll put fucking.
And we'll make it fucking for kids. Yeah. We'll make it cartoony.
Yeah. So everybody could play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll put all your favorite characters in there.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. That's just crazy. Every single time you hear about like. The new characters,
Jesus Christ. John Wick is in this one. What?
Yeah, John Wick was in the second fucking season of the thing. Now it's like Optimus Prime. They got Naruto, Sasuke.
Yeah, it's everybody. Fucking... You got Dragon Ball. You got fucking. There's gonna be SpongeBob eventually.
I don't think SpongeBob's in there yet.
Do they don't have no Nickelodeon properties yet?
I don't think so. I haven't heard about it. I think they just put it like Optimus Prime.
It's like, that's crazy. They had like God of War, didn't they?
Yeah, they have Kratos. Yeah, Kratos is in there.
Who else?
Spider-Man's. They have like three different Spider-Men.
They had fucking Thanos. They have all the, like, Marvel heroes.
Yeah, all the Marvel heroes, basically.
I wonder if they have DC heroes, too. Maybe they don't have WB properties.
I think they have Batman. Yeah. I think they have Batman. I don't know if Superman's in. I know they have Batman because they used to have the grappling hooks. They used to have the Batman grappling hooks, and you would fly around like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so... Yeah, and then now fucking Call of Duty has Kevin Durant.
I know, Call of Duty tried doing that shit last year with, like, fucking... they would put it... They had, like, a fake-ass Levi and...
Oh, that was bad. Armored
Titan, and it looked awful. That looked
so stupid.
Who's that? They need to stick to, like, celebrities.
Yeah, that was not a good idea.
Yeah. Because then they had Sylvester Stallone. It's not even the
same market. Like, yeah. A lot of anime fans aren't Call of Duty players. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of crossover, but it's not like...
Probably not to the extent of, like, a Fortnite or something.
Like, Arnold and Rambo, okay, that made sense. And like,
yeah, they had Bruce Willis and Rambo, yeah. Oh, they did have Terminator 2, yeah. And then Kevin Durant. I think they had someone else.
Yeah. They had that fucking Judge Dredd, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had, like, a black and white version of Judge Dredd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yeah, they got Scream and Jigsaw, too.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's more their
thing. They had Bruce Willis in there. It was just the AI Bruce Willis. Have you watched the Black Mirrors?
No.
Just watch the first three. You don't gotta watch the last two. They're not that good.
I only ever watched, like, the first season of Black Mirror.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the only one I remember with the pig fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking the pig.
They had that guy in the last episode of this one.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, but
just the actor or the same guy?
Yeah, the actor. No, it was
just like, they're just like, you fucked that fucking pig.
I was like, the guy that fucked the pig in the first season. He was like a detective.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I haven't watched the Bandersnatch movie. That didn't look good to me.
That's the one where you can, like, pick your journey or whatever.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
I'll play a video game. Or I'll watch a movie if I want to watch a movie. Right. I want to do both.
Yeah, it's dumb.
You
want to take a break real quick?
Sure.
So we did like 10 minutes earlier.
What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back. Yeah, podcast.
Yeah. What other games have you played this?
What other games have I played?
Yeah.
So I played Diablo 4. And basically, in the last like 2 months, I've only played Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 16, and Destiny.
Uh-huh.
Destiny had their new season come out a couple weeks ago. It's going all right. But it kind of fell to the wayside once Diablo came out.
Mm.
Kind of played that throughout the... I kind of made it to, like, the fifth act, which is, like, I think there's six total.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm almost done with that. And then Final Fantasy 16 came out, and I'm all in on that. So
that's
cool. That game's super good.
Is that a PlayStation exclusive?
Yeah. Yeah, it's PlayStation exclusive. The game plays... similar to, like, Devil May Cry.
Uh-huh.
I think if you just look at it, it does look hack and slashy, but there's a lot more going on.
Uh-huh. It's like God of War, too.
Yeah.
God of War looks hack and slashy.
But yeah, the fucking perfect dodge, the perfect parry and dodge system's awesome.
Oh, they have that in here, too? And,
yeah, like, yeah, if you dodge perfectly, like, sometimes, like, it's just, like... It just feels so good.
Satisfying,
and then, and then you get a wail on the guy, like, for, like, a couple seconds.
Yeah.
And then once you master those skills, like, certain other stuff happens. And I feel like I'm, like, halfway through the game, And I feel like they're still, like, gradually giving you, like, little things. And the game just gets deeper and deeper. It's just really, it's super good. So the combat probably won't pick up until, like, maybe 10 hours into the game. That's probably when, like, it feels, like, at its best.
I still have to beat fucking Elden Ring, too.
Oh, yeah, no, beat that shit. Damn, yeah, you do gotta beat that.
I got to the giant. And I got to, like...
Is it the Fire Giant, or did you go to Millennia?
Yeah, I'm going to Millennia now. Oh, okay. But I don't think... I don't know. I'm going through that area, and it's like I'm dying a lot.
Yeah, you don't have to go through it. You can just go to...
I know, but, like, it's a lot of fucking XP you're getting when you're going through there.
Yeah, true.
Like, you just, like... You get, like, 4,000 apiece on, mm-hmm. on, like, the guys down there or something.
Yeah, so did you kill the Fire Giant, or you just
needed... No, I gotta kill the Fire Giant. I, like, went there, and then he killed me, and I was like, I guess I gotta get stronger. So, like, I went to fucking the underworld over there, and now I was farming the Blood Chicken.
The Blood Chicken, yeah.
I saw one where, like, they just jumped through a hole. They, like, found this hole inside of this cliff that, like, you're not supposed to be able to get to. Okay. And then I think, like, it just, like, drags all the enemies down with you. And like, they eventually die. I think they get fall damage. But, like, you never hit the ground, so you don't get fall damage. And then you could just fast travel. Everything dies, and you get, like, 100... I don't know. You got a shitload.
Like, yeah, whatever they... What every time you reset.
Yeah, you get a shitload of... What are they called? Fucking...
Echoes.
Is that what they're called? The little soul?
Fucking... Yeah, echoes.
Yeah, you get all those points or whatever, and then you just fast travel back to the fucking campfire or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you get all this, and you just do it level again. Up. Yeah, you just go do it again.
That's cool. Let's see. Diablo's been pretty...
It's funny, the glitches and...
The glitches in Elden Ring, yeah.
Yeah, and they're in all of, like, all the games have the...
Yeah, and they rarely ever fix them. Yeah. I think I got for the second week, they're just like...
No, it's because some of them are just, like, they're more trouble than they're worth.
Yeah.
Like, that one, it seemed like you had to, like, really know exactly how to jump onto, like, it was very...
Oh, okay.
Like, uh-huh. Fucking tedious jump. It's like those people who are really good at fucking just jumping mm-hmm. their way up shit. Without falling. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want to do that. I don't care that much to do all that. Like, whatever. I'll just earn my bones or whatever, you know?
Like, yeah, but they didn't. They also never fixed the Blood Chicken. I think they tried to, and then it just never worked.
So. But it's like, you don't really get that much from it anyway. Like, it comes to a point where it's like
yeah, maybe after, like, 75.
It's diminishing returns, you know?
Yeah, like, after 75-ish is when
it's not worth it anymore. Good. You're like, this isn't giving me enough to, like, I have to do, like... Have to do it, like, fucking 8 times before I level. Like, it's too tedious.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah, and it's all very optional. It's up to that person if they want to just
do that. Like, farming's work. I don't want to do that shit. I just want to play the game.
Right. Yeah. It's not like you're just, like, going to a store. Yeah. And then you just, like, somehow...
Or leveling, or
you're somehow infinitely, like, selling
multiplying, multiplying items infinitely. Like, the old school Pokemons where you just have 99 of
99 balls, rare candies,
99 Master Balls.
Yeah. Never fix that.
They couldn't, like, the game's out already. Yeah. You can't fucking fix it.
Yeah, it's the Wi-Fi, bitch.
Like, good old days. I wonder if they would... I don't think they would even fix it going forward. Like, the game's coming... Like, this glitch is only in games purchased from 2000 and back. Like, anything past 2000, they patched it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they... It was just the game's out or whatever.
Yeah, most of the time. Because most of the time back in the day, like, yeah, if the game was finished, the game was finished. That's what they put it out. Nowadays...
Nothing... No nowadays, aftermarketing, no fucking microtransactions.
Yeah, exactly. Nowadays, the game's made fucking 3/4 of the way, and then they ship it.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then they're like, all right.
We're going to finish the rest.
Yeah, we made
it. By the time anybody's able to get to this point, we'll have the patch have the next update that has the ending in there.
Yeah. The only people who are going to see this incomplete are the fucking nerds who fucking buy this game.
The beta, the people who have the beta.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how the gaming industry has evolved. It's like another turning point. With this deal and the looming background.
Yeah.
It's going to change everything.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to say what will actually happen.
Yeah. You know, like, nobody knows.
Yeah.
Most likely, Sony will go down if it does
happen. Yeah, I am... I feel like I'm on the side where that Microsoft shouldn't get it.
Uh-huh.
I think I lean more towards that, but at the same time, if they do, then they do.
I mean, that's like they chose to buy it. Like, I mean, I don't know. Is it fair? Like, the life's not fair. Like, they're buying it though.
Yeah.
Like, they're allowed to buy. They're allowed.
Just trying to make a break.
Mm-hmm. Get out of there. Yeah, like they could buy like whatever they have. If they have the money to buy it, you know, why doesn't Sony buy it?
Oh, so Sony doesn't have the money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like if they could buy it, they probably would too.
Yeah. True.
If they had the fucking money that Microsoft had, they would buy it.
Yeah.
But they can't, so it's like, so I mean, I see both sides.
Yeah.
Like, I see the side of them, like, being, like, you know, you can't just buy everything.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just like, then everybody, the person who has the most power is just going to stay in power.
Right.
You know.
Well, Microsoft claims that they're not going to make Call of Duty exclusive, but...
Yeah, but they can... They
could always renege on that.
Yeah, exactly, because they own it, like, and they're going to, then they will.
Yeah.
I feel like they will.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how much they say they're not going to do that.
Yeah, they will eventually.
They will.
maybe they'll let a year go by, and then they'll be like, all right, it's exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they'll wait till these contracts that are pre-existing contracts.
Yeah.
But they won't renew the contract. Or they might. They'll do it, but, like, at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah. Somebody's going to be like, you got to give me 70%.
Yeah. Like, to the point where it doesn't make sense at all. And that'll be it.
Yeah.
Beginning of the end.
And it is crazy because Microsoft's such a huge company, but in compare, like, as far as the gaming side, yeah, Sony is
better at gaming.
Well, yeah, it has more money in the gaming thing.
Yeah.
But just Microsoft as a whole is a fucking multi-billion-dollar fucking company. So whenever they want, the parent company could just kind of be like,
yeah, it's like Disney and Fox. It's like Fox, like,
yeah,
like Fox.
Fox's
dog. It's like Fox versus whatever, like, versus something that's not owned by Disney. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what's not owned by Disney at this point. But it's like Fox and China. Fox
and NBC.
Yeah. Yeah, and like NBC's just on its own. Like, they say NBC's its own, or has a smaller parent company.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney's, and Fox is like competing, the only one competing with them. NBC and Disney's just like, could just come in and buy everything up and be like, it doesn't matter.
This is all Fox now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do,
NBC? Yeah, exactly. Everything's fine. You're Fox now. Microsoft is buying PlayStation. By the entire competition.
By the entire competition, yeah. And then the games just suck.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's going to be PlayStation versus Xbox still, but, like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's just a show. Yeah. It's just, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and they all have the same games anyway.
They make two different games.
And they all suck, because,
you know how, like,
they all have microtransactions.
You know how, like, for Pokemon, they make two different games, but they're the same?
Yeah, like Red and Blue.
That's what they're going to do for...
It's going to be Green and Blue.
It'd be Green and Blue, but Blue goes on PlayStation, Green goes on Microsoft. It's like a slightly different... There's just the green hue on the screen.
Yeah, it was like like Mortal Kombat back in the day, where it was like, the Xbox version has Spawn in it, and then another one,
the PlayStation version has Kratos.
Yeah, or I forgot who it was. It was somebody not as cool as Spawn.
It was Yoda? Wasn't there a Yoda?
There was one. Well, it was Darth Vader. And
for Soul Calibur, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Yoda. I think PlayStation had Darth Vader. But, yeah, there was one where it was Spawn and... I don't remember who the other one was. Yeah, Soul Calibur. Yeah, it was Soul Calibur. Mm-hmm. But I forgot who the other... like Michael Myers.
Spawn and Michael Myers. This is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, then they put Spawn on the Xbox because he's green.
Is he green? Oh, yeah, he has like the
green. Like green powers.
Green powers, yeah.
Fuck. Alright, what are our other stories that Peter sent?
I don't know. I saw something earlier today that there was a false report that Jeremy Renner had passed away.
Oh, with his leg? Yeah, I forgot about it. He got like fucking cut in half or something, huh?
He got cut in half. he got fucked up.
He got ran over by a snowplow.
Yeah, a snowplow, yeah.
By his own snowplow?
He got like something, like an obscene amount of fucking bones broken in his body somehow.
Yeah. Like his legs got crushed. His body got crushed. He did almost die.
Yeah, he did almost die. But like recently there was a false report that he did die.
Who posted
that? And they said it was a freak escalator accident or elevator accident or some shit. And when I saw that, I was like, that's ridiculous. How is he in two freak accidents at
fucking darling.
In the same fucking year?
She dropped her ball under the car. It's like right in the middle, too.
Poor baby.
Let's see. It said Flash Fail kills Batman Beyond. What does that mean?
What?
Flash Fail kills Batman Beyond.
Oh, I have no clue what that means.
I thought there was something in the movie because you're the only one that's seen it.
Flash Fail kills Batman. I have no clue.
So E3's done with now? It's officially dead.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I had no faith. I didn't know it was live to begin with.
Why,
you know?
I don't know why. Like, it makes me laugh. I don't know why.
I mean, E3 buried itself fucking like two, three years ago, and then they're trying to come back, remember? And they just can't.
Yeah, remember?
Dig themselves out of their own fucking grave.
Remember, I was telling you, or I remember like last time when it was over. I was like, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. Why did they keep going?
Like, no, it's not over.
Yeah, because Peter likes all that stuff. It was super cool going to see it.
He's nostalgic. It's like, that's just that we don't live in the E3 world anymore.
Yeah. And honestly, it's just better that we just see whatever they're ready to see.
Yeah.
And then they'll let like journalists go play their games, and then we just hear about it.
Yeah.
And then we get to play it when it comes out. Like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It hurts me more having to go play like an hour snippet of something, and then if I really like it, now I gotta be like, I really want to play this game, but I haven't played it.
You had to wait in a fucking hour line to play.
Yeah, dude, fuck. When I went for Division, I think it was like 2.5 or 3.
Yeah, exactly. Because,
and you just play like one mission.
Yeah, that made sense in fucking 90s and 2000s to have a E3.
Yeah, but back then it was just media for that, so the lines were probably super short.
Yeah.
But then they opened it to the public, and that's when shit got fucking wild. It's just like hours of waiting. It's like, why do you even do this?
But they still had press lines, didn't they? Like press.
They would do.
But they had like a certain amount of time was all press, and then they let the public in.
It would be like 10 to 1.
Yeah.
From 10 to 1, it would be press. And then one was open to the public.
Yeah.
And then on the weekend, or I think that was the first 2 days, and then the last 2 days, it was like, it was just open all week, or all day, for everyone.
For everyone, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, but it's still like, I'll just watch the trailer. I could just watch the trailer at home.
Yeah, I got enough out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of, there's also games that are like, you don't really get until you've played it. Which I get, but like just make a demo.
Put a demo
on PlayStation.
Yeah. Yeah. And they release the betas and you sign up for the beta.
Exactly.
If you're really interested in the game, you go to the website
and
you sign up for the beta.
Yeah, exactly.
And they send you the beta and you have to wait in line.
Yeah, you don't have to wait in line. You just download it and play it when you get home.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it. There you go.
Yeah, or if you're like me, you just wait till the game comes out.
or after.
And you hear everybody say it's good, and you're like, all right, I'll try it.
And then never play it. Play. No, yeah, you play, but Peter doesn't.
Yeah, Peter doesn't. Peter plays half of it. And then the next big game comes out, and then he plays half of it.
Yeah. I think the,
I'm getting to that point, though. Like, not really, but I still at least will finish it before I move on. But Elden Ring, I still have to go back to.
I am getting at a point where I can't keep up
yeah.
with all the games that come out. Like, it takes me longer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of all the games, too, that are just skins of other games. Mm-hmm.
So like, many games come out this holiday season. Alan Wake 2.
Alan Wake 2?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were, I forgot they were doing that.
So
that's Control people.
Yeah, and it's in the it's tied to Control.
Yeah. Right? Is it a shooter like that too?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but it's gonna be more detective. It is more horror detective. It's not like Control.
Yeah.
Don't expect Control, but this game looks really good. It looks really good, and I'm hearing a lot of good stuff about it. I feel it sounds like it's gonna be like fucking the Arkham Asylum detective stuff, but like even better.
Yeah.
So,
well, like he's like supernatural.
You have Alan Wake, who's like a journalist, and he like gets visions or just like things he dreams about.
Yeah.
Becomes reality, or stuff he writes in his notebook becomes reality. And then there's also going to be a new character that's a detective called Saga, and you'll be also playing as her.
That's cool.
The gameplay I saw of that gave me vibes of like season one of Ash vs. the Evil Dead. You know how they had the detective chick in the beginning?
Yeah.
Or the cop or
whatever? Yeah.
Kind of felt like that.
That's cool. What are the games coming out?
Around that time? Yeah. Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man,
Spider-Man 2. Baldur's Gate 3.
I never played any.
Dragon's Dogma.
What is that?
Those are both.
Oh, that's the subtitle of Baldur's Gate? Or what?
No. They're two different games. Game? Oh. Two different games. Baldur's Gate 3 and Dragon's Dogma 2.
What's Dragon's Dogma 2?
Yeah.
I never heard of that game.
I never heard about them either, but supposedly they're... Baldur's Gate is like a very popular like RPG game. And then Dragon's Dogma is a very popular action game. Both are fantasy, like... kind of like The Witcher and stuff, like the like minotaurs and dragons and shit like that. Goblins. But they both look really good.
Still no Wukong, huh?
Yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know about this game anymore, man.
It's just they went silent.
Like, it looks so good, and it looks like big. Like, is that all that? Like, is what they show all that is the game so far? Or
yeah, yeah. What's happening? That was like Tsushima though too. I feel like we had the same.
Yeah, but we didn't.
We had the same thing. We were like, what happened to Tsushima? We saw that trailer, it looked amazing. And now we don't hear anything about it.
It just went silent.
And then all of a sudden they were like,
they had like a 30 minute state of play.
But that was like before, like maybe like a couple months before it was coming out.
Right.
So it was like in between that first one and then that one, there was really nothing.
I feel like it was like 2 years between.
Yeah,
and from when they first like announced it, and then
they didn't give too much info. They're just like, that's true.
Yeah, but with Wukong, I feel like when they first showed it, it was like, this game is,
better
looking than any game we've ever seen before. But I feel like the more we're waiting here,
everything's catching up.
So it's like, when is this game gonna come out? Is it gonna come out when it's still one of the best looking games to compare it to?
Yeah.
Or is it gonna be too late and this game looks like dog shit compared to everything else?
Yeah, that's true. But it looked fun.
Yeah, it does.
It looked like a Souls type game too.
Oh, speaking of Souls, I played the Lies of P demo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's available. You can play it too. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's like it's the most authentic feeling Souls game, Souls like game that isn't from FromSoft.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, look good. Darla!
Yeah, because most of those games, they have like a cheap feeling to them. Like, yeah. Like maybe the dodge doesn't feel quite right or.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. With this game, it feels like they've taken that game, like a FromSoft game, and kind of put their own thing on it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, it looked pretty good. I wasn't impressed with... Oh, there was one trailer that I didn't look... That had me turned off by it.
Avatar?
I don't remember which trailer it was. But I think it might have been early on.
Did you see the Avatar game?
No, I don't care about the Avatar series at all. I don't know why.
I don't like the Avatar series.
It's cheesy to me. Like, it's too cheesy to me.
Yeah.
Like, everything just feels very cheesy.
Yeah, I didn't care about it. But the game looks pretty cool, but it is...
What is the game about?
The game is like...
Is it shooting?
Huh?
It's a shooting game?
Yeah, so essentially the game is Far Cry Avatar.
Far Cry Avatar?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is kind of dope.
You're driving like trucks and shit? Or you're driving, or you're syncing up with these animals?
You can fly on the dragons, yeah, and all that shit. All this.
That's kind of cool. Does the gameplay look good?
The gameplay looks decent, at least.
Yeah, but like I feel like see all these games, I feel like they go the way of like the Avengers, you know.
How so? What do you mean?
Like the Avengers game, where it's like.
Like what part of it though? Like.
Like it looks good when you see it, but then when you play it, you're like, this fucking sucks.
Right. Okay. Or you mean like, well, with Avengers, it's like the gameplay is good. But it's kind of like Anthem, where...
Yeah, there's nothing
going on. Yeah, like, underneath, it's just a very shallow game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it looks really pretty on the outside.
Yeah, you're just putting your feet in.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, you're never going to go deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what all these movies, yeah, like, big IP, popular IPs, especially that are, like, at the time.
Yeah.
They always feel like, it always feels like that to me, like, they're just going to be... They're just that. Here's Avengers.
Yeah, and you're gonna buy it because it's Avengers. Yeah.
Okay.
I like Avengers.
I like Avengers. this is okay.
This is a fun game. This game is good.
This is okay.
I like Avatar.
Yeah.
I love the blue people.
Yeah, but fuck that. I feel that's. I don't know. It's rare when has that been ever been successful? That's probably like
what,
like the game comes out the same time that the big movie comes out or whatever.
Oh,
and it's then the game's just as the game is amazing. Never, right?
Never.
Yeah. I don't think that's ever been.
That's how Avatar was supposed to be. Like it was supposed to come out like the same month as the movie.
Uh-huh.
But then they postponed it, so now it's been like a year now or some shit. Or 6 months.
Yeah, that's probably bad. Darla!
Well, I don't think that game comes out. That game... I don't know when that game comes out. Either comes out end of this year or beginning of next
year. Yeah, it's still not out?
No.
Yeah. Who knows how it's going to be. Like... Yeah, they don't do that much either.
For what?
Like, do the game, like, for the big movie.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't done that in a while. It used to be popular with, like, Game Boy and...
Yeah.
And handhelds like that, because they were just, like, fucking stupid games.
Yeah, they would be like Aladdin.
Yeah. Aladdin slapped.
Those were good, yeah.
Aladdin and Lion King slapped.
Yeah.
But I don't know if those came out at the same time.
I think they did. Well, they came out around the same time. Like...
Mm.
But that was a different era.
Different time.
Yeah. That was a different time.
It was back when side-scrollers were cutting edge.
Yeah. Yeah, those were pretty good. Oh, yeah, Peter said Chris Pratt's playing Mario.
Chris Pratt is voicing Mario in the...
In just one game or what?
Yeah, well, there's a new side-scroller Mario game.
Is that the RPG one? Or what's the...
No, so I sent a link about they're remaking the Super Mario RPG.
I didn't know there was a Super Mario RPG.
I always heard about it. I never played it. Uh-huh. The people I hear talk about it always have good things to say uh-huh. about it and how it's like a legendary game.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of excited when they announced it because I kind of want to play it now.
Yeah.
But it's like a turn-based, like, Pokemon or whatever. Yeah. Just go around fucking play as Peach and Mario and Luigi, you know, like, doing attacks each turn or whatever.
What about Dr. Mario? Are you going to make another Dr. Mario?
No, they haven't done
it. It'd be cool if there's one just on your phone, Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario is basically just Tetris, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was a little different. But, yeah, basically Tetris. But still, it was good.
They'll probably put it. Yeah, they might do one for the phone, if anything.
I don't know why they haven't already.
Because they made the Mario game that was it was like Temple Run or some shit.
Temple Run, yeah. Oh yeah, there goes that one you said.
Yeah, but Chris Pratt is voicing the Mario in the new side-scrolling one. I forgot what it's called. And I guess that makes sense because now they want you to be like, this is Mario now. It's not. Mario doesn't have an Italian Yahoo accent.
It's whack.
Which they should have done it backwards if they were going to do that.
Yeah.
Should have been like, Chris Pratt is voicing him in the game. And then he's in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still got to see the movie. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it. I'll probably wait for it to come out on...
Whatever. On DVD.
No, whatever streaming service. Shit. Or if Peter buys it on YouTube or some shit, I'll watch it.
I got John Wick on YouTube.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta watch it then.
Kraven the Hunter, are you excited about the movie? Does it look good? I haven't watched the trailer.
The
better or worse than Morpheus?
It looks better than Morpheus.
Okay. Who's playing him?
Is
it really the wrestling guy? No, the wrestling guy is playing Captain America.
Mm. I always forget his name, but he's the guy who plays Kick-Ass. He's Kick-Ass.
I don't know.
And then he's also Quicksilver in the Marvel movies.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. But yeah.
I never remember his name.
Fucking Kraven. So what are they doing bad guy movies for?
They're trying to do a Sinister Six.
Yeah.
Thing and they're building up to a Sinister Six movie,
but it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's not hitting. Yeah,
you got to hit with the other one.
I mean, Morbius was awful.
You got to at least
Venom. Hit. Venom is becoming like a cult classic. Where like
for it being bad.
Yeah, like it's like not super good, but it's good enough for you to be like, I'd like to watch this movie on my free time or whatever.
Really, I haven't watched any of them. Either of them.
Yeah,
there's two of them. Three of them.
Two of them.
Yeah, I still haven't watched.
Yeah, there's a regular. There's the first one and the second one, Carnage.
Yeah, with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
What else? I guess it's. I mean, it's kind of like the Marvel universe. Like, none of them were really that good. Like, probably. Hulk wasn't that good. Uh-huh. All the Marvel movies pre Avengers.
Yeah.
Like maybe the Iron Man's.
Yeah, the Iron Man's were probably 3. The only thing good.
I think, what was it, 3 or 2 that was really good? I think 2. I don't know. I don't remember. The one where he, like...
2 had Mickey Rourke.
I think it was... Well, the first one was pretty good, too.
2 had Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, maybe it was number 3.
And then 3 had...
Was 3 pre-Avengers?
3 was post.
Post-Avengers? Okay.
Post-Avengers 1.
Yeah, so maybe it was number 1 and number 3 were really good. Yeah, the one with Mickey Rourke wasn't good.
It was okay. I feel like the first one was better.
Yeah, that was cool because he made the fucking... When he was being held hostage by those terrorists.
Yeah.
He like made the fucking Iron Man suit.
Yeah, that was super cool. Yeah, out of fucking scrap metal.
Yeah, it was fucking sick. Scrap metal. And then they kind of revitalized the element of that for number 3. Where he like... He was like on the run or whatever.
Yeah, he kind of had to...
made a...
of like fucked up parts
just
of
made the palm thing, and it was only good for one blast or whatever.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that shit was sick. But yeah, other than that, the rest of them were pretty bad. I'm trying to think of the other ones. Hulk, Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America 1 wasn't good. Hulk was... The Edward Norton one.
I like the Edward Norton one. I like the first one too, but I just like Hulk. But it wasn't good. Like overall, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know? And then, what else? Captain America wasn't good. What else was there?
Thor wasn't good.
Spider-Man was good, but it was...
Spider-Man was after.
Yeah, it was Sony at the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying with Tom Holland.
Yeah.
I think at that time that it was still after. Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
And then...
But everything else was bad. And then, they just needed one to hit, and it was Iron Man. You know? Without Iron Man, I don't think there's a...
No, definitely not.
The Avengers universe.
Yeah.
And then now, even now, like, there hasn't been a good one since.
Like, yeah, there hasn't. They are on a decline for sure.
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched Guardians. I hear good things about Guardians.
Guardians is really good.
Yeah. I hear good things about Guardians. But it also feels like...
But it's the end of... It's the end. That's it's the saying. End of the Guardians we know of.
Yeah, there's no,
So, it's a new cast of Guardians at the end of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, except for, two.
That's the end of something, not the beginning of something. But yeah, I gotta watch Guardians.
I felt like Guardians was good. I didn't feel like the music hit as good in that movie.
It's overplayed at this point, style that they picked.
Maybe that's what it is, but I just felt like 2 and 1, the soundtrack just elevated that movie so much more than...
You couldn't do it a third time.
Yeah.
You know, like, you only have so many fucking
songs. Yeah, true.
Before it gets overplayed with the fucking... Yeah. What's his name? Bob Seger or whatever. Bob Seger or shit.
Alright.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
Yep. On that note, make sure to like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at The Real Press Start. Make sure you put The Real Press Start, not just Press Start, because that's a whole nother thing. And they suck.
You don't want to see that.
They're much more successful and have more houses and... and stuff than us, so don't go to them. But check out Ray's and all of our sponsors that you might have heard on the show. Later.